If you wear a bra, you're probably wearing the wrong size.
We found that like 80% of women don't even know their true bra size in our research. Savage X has been a pillar of inclusivity as a booming e-commerce retailer. And at the time they were actually looking to innovate their soon to be launched in-store experiences. Fitting rooms for a consumer can be really discouraging for those who struggle to find the right size. So we designed a fitting room solution. We don't give you just an avatar that kind of looks like you. Like, you get to visualize your own body.
Can you take us through some of those challenges?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast, Is Fashion Real? Today I am joined by Hilary Littleton for a episode talking about what Fitmatch is. So that is the company she's been working with for the past 3 years now. And really it is exciting to be kind of, you know, speaking together again since the interview that I did for my recent book, Fashion Tech Applied. If you haven't got your hands on that yet, make sure you do. All the stuff is in the description. But really, Fitmatch was featured in chapter 4 of the book. And just talking about the future of retail and how that is changing with technology. So we're going to hear a lot more about that, you know, kind of behind the scenes. And I'm sure from the title as well, everyone is super excited to hear about how this collaboration with Savage X Fenty really went about. But before we get there, tell us, what is Fitmatch, or who are Fitmatch, and how did you start your journey actually with the company?
Thank you so much for having me, Vaughn. It's a pleasure to be here, and congratulations on the book. We're thrilled to be a part of it. So at Fitmatch, we are actually a technology platform that matches shoppers to clothes that fit them based on their 3D body shape. So during a scan, our patented algorithm actually captures that 3D body shape and matches it to a digital twin, which is somebody in our vast database with the most similar body shape to that incoming consumer that's already tried on the product and validated that size. So the data that that incoming consumer receives is completely unique to them. They get to see their own shape profile in the form of a anonymized avatar, and they also get to see customized product matches guaranteed to fit their shape best. And the best part is it only takes seconds. So we're making this very accessible for everyone to enjoy. And then a little bit about how I started my journey. I joined Fitmatch almost 3 years ago. Can't believe it's been almost 3 years after working in corporate fashion in New York. So I started out in PR at an agency, and I found that I really wanted to be in-house. So I joined the PR and events team at Saks Fifth Avenue's corporate office, held a few roles there, starting in PR, experiential events, and then eventually moving into top client development, where I managed a high-touch loyalty program for the VIP shoppers. So I was working with global brand partners in developing these best-in-class loyalty programs, special event campaigns, and PR partnerships that were both aimed at, you know, customer engagement and return on investment for the business. So it was great because I got to kind of touch B2C, which was working with actual customers, and then B2B, which was working with those global brand partners sold at Saks. And so I joined Fitmatch because I saw just a huge opportunity to change that cycle of fashion as I had learned it my whole career. I thought what the company was setting out to do to really democratize access to this technology to make more confident decisions for everyone was really cool, because in my mind, you know, tech products seemed super high tech and not as accessible. And Fitmatch was really designing something for everyone to enjoy, no matter what their shape was, no matter where they came from. It really is a tech product that suits a universal problem and need, which I really loved.
And I get to work with really brilliant people. I'm thrilled to, you know, be the head of marketing and to work really cross-functionally with teams that I would have never had access to in my corporate fashion career, like data science, engineering, product, user experience design, all of those different things, which are just so much fun.
Well, thank you so much for that introduction. It's really right up my street. You know, you're using human-centered research, getting really stuck into technology, and just, yeah, making really more changes in fashion. So that is exciting. And I know that Fitmatch has done a lot of work with different companies, including Savage Fenty or Savage X Fenty. So can you tell us a little bit about how that went about? Like, what was the experience like?
Yeah. So as you know, Savage X has been a pillar of inclusivity as a booming e-commerce retailer. And at the time, they were actually looking to innovate their soon-to-be-launched in-store experiences to really give that customer a revolutionary way to find their size. They're all about kind of anti-traditional ways of shopping. And that's why it only made sense for them to implement the Fitmatch solution to really reinforce that. So, you know, as you know, navigating fitting rooms for a consumer can be really discouraging for those who struggle to find the right size and who may feel uncomfortable when a sales associate needs to take their measurements. So we built a way for consumers to not have to guess their size or try on a bunch of different sizes of the same product to see what fits. So we designed a fitting room solution that had 8 sensors in the walls of the fitting room. So it was very discreet and it only took seconds. So the whole process end to end actually took minutes, but the scan itself took 1 second. And so I can go into the kind of consumer journey to experience this if you'd like, but I don't want to jump the gun.
Yes, please. Yes, show us. So actually for those watching on YouTube, you will have the luxury of seeing this like little video that I'm going to insert here as Hillary speaks.
Okay, amazing. So the journey would begin with a shopper entering a fitting room, and they get kind of a walkthrough from the associate about what to expect. They sign on a monitor within the fitting room with their name and email and agree to the privacy policy that acknowledges that no video or photo is captured, and all that's saved is that anonymized point cloud avatar. And then they also agree to receive their matches via email once they leave the room. So then the shopper gets in the correct scanning attire, and then they get into the position for scanning. So all of that is super quick and very user-friendly. And then within that 1 second scan, we're actually drawing upon that database of digital twins that I mentioned of real body scans. So that's another differentiator about Fitmatch is we don't give you just an avatar that kind of looks like you. Like, you get to visualize your own body. That's all powered by the Intel RealSense LiDAR sensors that are actually in those fitting rooms. So Intel is one of our partners for the in fitting room solution. And so the user gets to see their own body shape avatar, and then they'll see those recommended sizes tailored to their unique shape based off of over 1,000 metrics. So the match results, like I said, can be emailed to them as well, whether they want to shop online or in store.
So the fit experience is specific to Savage Fenty.
Yeah, just that name, they felt really resonated with their brand and kind of like white labeled it. But going forward, like as Fitmatch, we do call it kind of the concierge or the 3D fitting room interchangeably, just because there is that still service element that the associate can come in and help. And like I said, kind of add to their in-store experience as well.
I do love that you've mentioned the concierge service, because I think one of the notions there about technology is that, oh my gosh, one day it's going to take over the whole world. But in this case, as you've mentioned there, that or earlier, that the sales team is not necessarily going to be eradicated. This is actually to assist. And I think that's what's really important, listeners, as well, to grasp that that is really the case. Or that's anyway what I believe and what a lot of the individuals believed who we interviewed for the book, that it's really to assist those who are working in these fields and make their lives a lot easier or just more efficient. Because in this case, with this technology, when you're getting something like the measurements, for example, it can be actually more accurate as well. What I really like actually about FitMatch is that you're looking further beyond just measurements. You're also looking at the discrepancies of, you know, the human body, in this case, breasts. So actually one of the lines that I used in the book was, if you wear a bra, you're probably wearing the wrong size. And that's actually, you know, based off of what I spoke about with Hanif, who's the founder of FitMatch, and he really was reiterating the point that we are not just giving measurements. We are here to actually go beyond that and not just recommend sizes, but to really show the customer a deeper look into their data and hopefully help them really with the shopping. It's really looking at, you know, as a human being, you have your own body type and etc. So, and then it shows the discrepancies between, you know, all these different sizes and what's being offered, so that you can really make a better judgment of which size to get and which shape as well, especially for underwear.
Yeah, just to piggyback off of that, we found that like 80% of women don't even know their true bra size in our research. And also like the way that we design the technology, our brilliant chief data scientist, Dr. JP at Cornell, got her patents for this methodology, where like she realized that like 10 different women could actually be, you know, fit into different sizes yet have the same measurements, because we all hold our shape differently, our volume differently, our tissue density differently. And it's really important to acknowledge that, because other solutions out there, they just kind of match your numbers back to numbers. And really, that's just not how the human body is. And we have kind of taken that 3D approach to what we consider a 3D problem.
I have tried like a lot of different fit solutions, and you know, some use AI, some use like a big frame with infrared sensors in there, and yeah, just a bunch of different things. But I think what again makes this one different is that beyond the avatar, you are also getting the measurements, which again you also get in other ones, but here you also have a potential concierge service, or you have really more accurate descriptions of what you should be purchasing in that store. So looking at those discrepancies for the bras, so that you can see actually which shape as well as which size to get, which is I think something that's missing in a lot of fit solutions at the moment, that the focus is more on I should just buy a size M, rather than okay, the, you know, the breasts are in this kind of size, etc. So this is the best one. The triangle bra is actually better than the soft cup bra, I don't know. But, you know, so it's those kind of things. So can you please actually share with us a little bit more behind the scenes? How did this actually come about with Savage X Fenty? Were they specifically searching for a solution like this, or did you guys approach them?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was definitely kind of a meeting of the minds. They, like I said, were opening their in-store experiences, and we are always trying to search for partners that stand for what we are striving to achieve for that end consumer. We want anybody to walk in to either a fitting room or on our other solutions online to feel like they can find their size, and there's not kind of a roadblock there. So this is, like I said, super easy and approachable, to where there isn't that like barrier of entry where somebody feels like this is too intimidating, or I have to deal with, you know, somebody getting up close and personal to my body. This was really a fresh new way to take on their traditional fitting room experience.
Can you share a little bit more then about the results then from this? As you just mentioned there, you know, 50% of the individuals sampled were wearing the wrong bra size. So can you share with us then how this was impacted in different ways once this technology was actually put in place?
Yeah, so that's what we found in consumer research when we have done all of our fittings is 80% of women that come in to get fitted actually don't know their real bra size and they're not wearing the right size. So the personalized recommendations that we can help customers find that new size obviously makes them feel more confident and therefore leads to, you know, more informed purchase decisions. So that would result in a 6x increase in conversion rate. So they're more likely to convert as a shopper once they know their size. 20 to 30% higher average order values we saw after they get those size recommendations from FitMatch. And I think one of the best stats we can say is that there was an 80% reduction in returns. So they're that much more confident in the size recommendations that we provide that they're not bracket shopping either, which means buying multiple sizes. So less than 1% of consumers that have scanned with FitMatch are still bracket shopping. So that's really amazing to see. And then on the loyalty side, which is kind of my background, we've also seen customers who complete the experience are twice as likely to sign up for the loyalty program, which is awesome too.
And I'm not even surprised by those results really, because like you said, even in my own personal journeys, I can just say, you know, let me just go shopping and let me just try these sizes. Let me just go with two of them and see how it goes. But that is obviously a lot of time that is being spent on that. And now having actually just recently moved to a whole different country where the size charts are completely different, it's like starting from scratch trying to figure your size out once again. So in chapter 4 of the book, where FitMatch is featured, the focus is the future of retail. And in fact, how the brick and mortar is still the thriving way of shopping. Even though we all love online shopping, it's still very important to have physical shopping as well and keeping that up to date, because that's the thing. Even though brick and mortar is still, you know, prevalent and very much a popular way of shopping, it's still important to keep that modern with technology such as this. So in this case, obviously, you know, we're mentioning how we're really augmenting or changing the fitting room experience, making that a little bit more personalized in this new world, in this new way where we are used to things being automatic. We are used to things being a little bit different to how they were a few years back. So I think this makes FitMatch very relevant.
You made a great point. Like we firmly agree that there is still that consumer that wants to shop in person, and we want to support the brand's teams that are servicing those consumers. So we're never trying to go out and replace an associate, replace the sales team. We only want to empower them with, you know, this tool that is FitMatch, so they can, you know, keep increasing their business. They can keep surprising and delighting consumers. And it is just another tool in their toolbox to do that. And I really do think it sets the brands that have a solution like FitMatch apart from the ones that don't, because those consumers are just so excited to try this. And we've also seen amazing testimonials on how finding the right size has really changed the way that they look at themselves and their own self-confidence. And I think that really does go a long way from not just a, you know, self-worth perspective, but also like a brand loyalty perspective.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic that, you know, shoppers can shop more confidently, hence the lowered return rates, as mentioned by Hillary. But we have spoken a lot about the positives, which is great. But as we know, with technology or just working in fashion in general, there are many challenges. Can you take us through some of those challenges, whether that is just simply installing the technology in the fitting rooms of the participating brands, or just anything to do with, for example, the customers? You know, you are collecting data from these customers. So has that ever been a drawback?
I would say challenges like that. I took this question kind of like overall, as we are kind of carving out our place in the market going forward. And we're just continuing to try to prioritize the fast pace in which users want our tech. So we've heard actually the desire for more body insights outside of just a size recommendation. People are fascinated with the early adopters to this, I would say, are fascinated by the element that, you know, FitMatch can give them back data that they didn't even know was possible. And, you know, size recommendations are amazing, and we are always going to make that part of our solution. But we're kind of committing to transforming our overall offering at FitMatch to providing more insights around body transformation as well. So that most engaged audience has really told us that they do want to learn more about their shape. And we were thinking on how we can do that in a very fast-paced way with everything else going on. So it's a good problem to have, keeping up with the excitement that we're hearing from our users. And, you know, body insights in general can be very broad. You just talked about how you've also done fit tools out there that give you different metrics than we do. And there's a lot of different things that you can learn from a fit tech tool. But people really get excited when they hear about us extending into that body transformation sphere. And that's why we're actually kind of creating an app that will be more of that type of experience, where they will be able to get their size recommendations, but they'll also get to see more about their shape, how their shape changes each time they scan. If they're on a fitness journey, if they're on a body transformation journey, if they've gotten procedures, they're taking medications, they're doing all of these different things, we really want to be a solution for a user that wants to just learn more about their body. And like I said, we have a robust product roadmap to gather all of that feedback and make an experience for that user that's really going to serve their needs. And that just, you know, that needs to be done as soon as they need it, which is obviously now. So we're challenging ourselves to move faster. We're extending into multiple sectors outside of just retail. So including healthcare and, like I said, the body transformation space. So on the healthcare and wellness side, we've actually launched a scanning experience exclusively built for plastic surgeons and their clients going through a body transformation. So if they need to, you know, have a recovery garment that needs to fit for their healing journey, we're there for them, and they can basically get scanned with their doctor to make sure that after surgery they are wearing the best fitting post-surgical garment to aid in their healing journey. So we're really excited about that. And then, like I touched on the body transformation side, countless users have told us actually in our events and things like that, that they want to see more body analytics and insights beyond just that size recommendation to achieve their fitness goals, to achieve any milestone that they're really looking towards. And that's really inspired us to build a app that can basically have that user explore their body in a way that they haven't before. And so our mission of that app is to really democratize access to body shape data in order to live a healthier life. So that will include shape tracking metrics, visualizations to see their body in different ways, really amazing heat maps to discover kind of where their asymmetries are, what types of products they should buy. We also have, you know, developed a AI assistant to service that consumer, in which they can kind of talk to like a Siri or ChatGPT of sorts, and they can say, what are the best sports bras I need for running? And based off of their body scan, our AI assistant can service them with actual product recommendations that are going to fit that need. So all of that to say, we're really excited about bringing kind of the power of FitMatch to more people and giving them more to work with from like a data standpoint.
That's fantastic. I do love when, you know, different industries are tapping into these solutions, because obviously we've spoken about fashion first, but when you're getting into healthcare, you are talking about obviously a completely different industry, but really the benefits are there. And I myself, I'm so super interested in the way that works, because you're helping people. Was this kind of like anything personal attached to this? Like, how did this idea come about to start tapping into the healthcare industry?
I think it goes back to like servicing people that are kind of overwhelmed by the whole traditional process. So like same thing as with the healthcare, it's a very guess and check sort of process that like actually has kind of detrimental effects if you're not wearing the right size. And from like a compliance standpoint, from a doctor, they need to make sure that their patients are healing in the most optimal way. So this is really like a functional fit that like has to fit. It's not just for fashion or trend. Those recovery garments are really aiding in women that have had all different types of surgeries, augmentation, reduction, mastectomy, all of that. And so, yes, there was definitely like a personal tie where we all were like, this is amazing. We're really servicing a population that needs this tech, because if you talk to women that have gone through surgeries before, really the traditional process is the doctor recommends a brand and you have to go online and kind of guess and check which size to buy. And kind of going back to the bracket shopping, usually women buy upwards of three different sizes in that case to make sure that they're getting the right size for their healing journey. So we really are excited about this because we're coming in and we're solving a really big problem that, you know, to date has really just kind of been a guess and check process.
And I'm sure so many people will benefit from that because of all the accuracy, efficiency. And yeah, I think that's great. If anyone wants to try like the technology that does exist already, where can they do so?
So I would say the best place right now to try our tech is for anyone to sign up for our iOS app waitlist on our website. So that is for our body transformation app that's launching this March, so really soon. So you can join that waitlist on our website, earn rewards when referring friends to join as well. And that's an amazing product because that's going to be in the palm of your hand, accessible from anywhere. And we're really excited to hear what everyone thinks.
Well, thank you so much for your time. It's been fantastic speaking with you about everything Fit Match, body scanning, and all of that good stuff. I look forward to the future and what is to come. And for the listeners, if you haven't got your copy of Fashion Tech Applied yet, make sure you visit that description box, whether you're on YouTube, Spotify, Deezer, whichever platform you're listening to this on, all the details will be there on the description of this podcast episode. Thank you so much, Hillary.
Thank you so much, Vaughn. Thanks for having me.